Ready? Call to order Board of Works for October 26th. First up is approval of minutes for the October 13th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, move to department head reports. Sonny said he was going to be late.
Whoa, I'm sorry.
City inspector.
Flying saucer.
We've had, since the last Monday, Board of Works meeting, we've had 17 violations, 9 junk and debris billings, and that's it. And I'll give you an update on the 4th and Lane. About 30 feet from the sidewalk in, they got it all cleared out. Hopefully, we'll start filling down with fill tomorrow. But it looks like the rain is going to be coming in, so might have to delay it till Wednesday. So get that filled in to the level where they can get their machine in to reach the rest of the building. So.
And then they're permanently open one lane of Main, or?
Yes, they've one open. They have one lane open over the weekend. That's right. What they're going to do. Once they get the machine in there far enough back, get this filled up where the machine can reach the building, they're going to open one side of Main Street.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Phil.
Animal shelter, Laura.
Hi, Laura Ariel, Animal Shelter. So far this year, we have had 890 intakes, 347 adoptions, 147 return to owners, and 311 transfers on the rescue wagon. We have 7 dogs that are going to go on transport tomorrow morning. Our current count right now, we have 30 cats and 59 dogs. And our average length of stay for our animals in the shelter are 22.4 days. And last year at the same time, it was 43 days. Wow. So good, we're doing great.
That's great.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks, Laura. Cemetery, Danny.
Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. Year to date, we've had 179 interments and entombments at the cemetery. That's up 25 from last year. We've had 19 services so far, we had 19 services in September, and we've had 19 services so far in October.
And your days in service, have they stayed the same? Or I mean,
I'm sorry, what?
It was a bad joke.
Okay. I was hoping your creepy music would play when I came up.
Thanks, Danny. Police Department.
Assistant Chief Terry Johnson filling in for the chief. We've had about 9,900 calls year to date. In fact, I just checked right before we left, and we've got 2 cars that are complete, and we just need to pick them up and get them on the road, get them striped, and get them on the road.
Great.
Other than that, there's really not too much to report. I would like to take a few minutes and present an officer with the board, if that's okay with the board. Moxon Julian.
Moxon.
Step on up. Also, the merit board can come on up. This is Howard Hatcher. He's the appointment for the Vincennes Police Department. Dennis Cordes is the president, and Brad Dale. And Moxon did a very admirable thing. He's a relatively new officer.
Mm-hmm.
Not been around very long, that he has some traits and some qualities that has really helped him and has assisted him in doing his job at the Vincennes Police Department. Moxon had been previously a lifeguard with Rainbow Beach and had learned the Heimlich maneuver, which came in handy when he saved a child under 1 year of age. Okay. Moxon was put in for accommodation and has thus been awarded and granted this commendation. The Life Saving Award.
Get in there, Mayor.
It's black.
Who knew all that training you received at Rainbow Beach? I mean, Andy.
There you go.
Officer.
Yeah. answered, yeah. Yeah.
He's also a four-year lab.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. He was a Alice, now he's a police officer. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Thank you, Terry.
Thanks. Thanks, Maxine.
Thanks.
Okay.
That's great.
We'll move on to, we have no old business. We'll move to new business. First is Knox County 4-H Council banners. Thank you, Doc.
Where's Dan? Oh, Dan's retired. I'm quick on the uptake. Where's Dan?
Good evening. I'm Angie Goff on behalf of the 4-H Council. And the 4-H program has requested to have two street banners hung over Hart Street and Washington Avenue during the periods of December 28th through January 15th. And these banners are about 4-H enrollment. That's shifted in the past years as the schools go to a more balanced school schedule. 4-H moves into a more balanced 4-H year-round schedule. And so we want to raise awareness by this measures. And we do have our certificate of liability.
And Cheryl, you're taking care of these calendar now until the unreplaceable Dan is replaced?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So those dates are okay. All right. So we'll make a motion to approve the hanging of banners for the 4-H Council from December 28th through January 15th at Hart Street and Washington Avenue locations.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
So do we get a slight raise in our salary during the time that he's out?
I'll tell you, it's a replacement here.
Okay.
Next is Memorandum of Understanding. Welcome. This is the packet, the Memorandum of Understanding between Keith Klein, the City of Vincennes, and the RDC Redevelopment Commission. This has to do with the Kimmel Road extension through the Kmart property to Main Street. So, and because it is a contract before you. And all this spells out is that Keith is looking for certain things and the city's looking for certain things. So that, you know, he does what we request and we do our part, so.
Yeah. And the RDC has reviewed this and?
Actually, our city attorney wrote this, I believe.
City attorney wrote this.
Yes.
We have no finer authority than that, so.
Exactly.
That being said, I will make a motion that we approve the Memorandum of Understanding as presented.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And then last, we'll move to miscellaneous. Dan's replacement is Paul Rupert.
Really? Hey. My neighbor.
There you go.
Right here.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Well, congratulations.
She will be the new Dan. Okay. So.
Which only proves to show that I know nothing.
Okay. Well, we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.